This is a Hoff Studios podcast.
Hi, I'm your host, Erica Pulsinelli, and welcome to Evolve by Erica, the podcast, where we talk all things spirituality, ascension, health, wellness, and beyond. I'm so excited that you are here. Come on in. Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of Evolve by Erica, the podcast. I'm excited to have Alana from Combined by Alana on the podcast today. I've heard people talk about food combining, and I was always very curious of it. And I do want to say right now, I'm at a phase in my life where I have like zero rules. Yesterday, I went to a vegan place and ended up getting shrimp tacos. Like, what? Like, vegan places were my dream. I would never be able to decide what to get because there were so many options for me that were plant-based. And now I'm just incorporating more things into my diet and really eating intuitively. As you know from the past, plant-based has been a passion of mine because what it led to. And at this period of my life, I just came to the point where feel like there is no right or wrong, and it's all about what works for us as individuals. And I've never believed that so firmly, not just with food, but with meditation, with any avenue of our life. Everything is so individual. And it's amazing that we're living in this time of information because we can listen to all the different experts with all their different experiences and all their different opinions. And we take what feels and resonates with us and we leave the rest. And that's really how I wanted to introduce this podcast today, because Alana is plant-based. She calls herself vegan. She refers to herself as a vegan, and she follows this order of eating where she feels like it is not restrictive at all, and really wanted me to communicate that. It's an interesting conversation. She shares about her experience, what has led her here, the meditations that she practices and how that played a role in her journey, and all about food combining. And we just touched the surface of it. We're going to be putting a link in the show notes to show you a chart that she has, which I think is possibly more of a fuller picture of all the things that you can eat and the times that is suggested through food combining in order to optimize digestion. And as always, this is never ever medical advice or anything we're guiding you on. It's just Alana sharing her experience, what has worked for her, and to hopefully inspire anyone to try whatever feels aligned and guided to them. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and I'll see you on the other side. I'm so excited to have you here today.
I know.
Following up on me coming on your YouTube channel.
I know.
I realized in that moment we can chat truly forever.
No, forever.
And I was like, we need more time together. You need to come. We need to hang out in the pod. This we have perfect. Other things that we want to plan together.
Totally.
Because there's so much like synergy and alignment, and I'm fascinated by so much of what you do, and I'm so excited to share it with this community as well.
No, I'm excited too. And I'm honestly you're one of my favorite people.
I love you.
And like, I love you so much. And I was like, this is like, I just like, us together are like such a duo, but also like, I just like hanging with you. I feel like we have so much to talk about. Like you just said, like, we literally can't stop. We can't shut up.
I know. I want you to introduce yourself. When I think of you, I think of food being medicine.
Yeah.
And being able to use our food to maximize our health, our energy, our spirituality, everything. Mm-hmm. So just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how you got to this moment in time and where you are.
Thank you. So I'm Alana. For anyone who doesn't know me, I don't know that. I started Combined by Alana. And that was, where do I start? I'm like, basically.
Go all the way back. Like take
all
us.
All the way back?
Take
okay.
us. Yeah.
Okay.
I want it all.
You want it all. Okay. Everything I do is based on gut health. I like to say I'm like your gut health bestie. Like I'm here to give you, in a world of so much information.
Yeah.
And misinformation, but just bottom line, like abundance of information, abundance of products, abundance of stuff. Like I want to clear the space a little bit, or at least make it, you know, I think knowledge is power. So I want to give you the real information on what's happening with your body. And that started via food. So that was, you know, back in, I mean, I've always loved to cook, but, you know, never, I guess growing up, I never had a general, I had a general interest in health, but I didn't really have a general education on your gut or your gut microbiome or what was going on. You know, that's not, I grew up in Michigan. So like, I'm from the Midwest, you know, it was like meatloaf. So I'm like, I started meditating, which is what, you know, we connect on besides everything else. I started doing transcendental meditation when I was in college. And that's just because, yeah.
What guided you to that in college?
Yeah. So I was going through like really, it was probably like my worst year, I'd say. Like honestly, it was like my, I don't know, my sophomore year of college. Mm-hmm. It was my worst year. I was on like so much medication that just kept changing because my mental state was changing. So I was on, you know, like Klonopin, and then it just, I became depressed. So they put me on Lexapro. So then I was studying abroad a year, you know, I was on it for a year studying abroad in Florence, and I just decided, I was like, it's dimming my light. I don't know why I did this. Like, I don't know how I, what got me to realize I don't want to be on this. Maybe I was happy or something. Maybe I was like, you know what? I don't need this. So I basically got off of my medication, and, I learned about transcendental meditation from my mom's therapist, who's amazing. And I started doing transcendental meditation, and I was so happy to say, I was like, wait, I'm not anxious anymore. Like, I'm not an anxious person at all. And, you know, I also, with that, I was like, okay, there's something more to, you know, there's something more than medication. There's something more than like just, you know, simply giving you a pill for something. I also was going to therapy, and I tried like many different therapists. I mean, there's a lot that got me to this point.
Yeah.
And I think you have to be willing to do the work to get to this point. And so like even going to therapists and them telling me, because again, with anxiety, like, you know, a lot of that, I had a lot of food trauma because I was controlling, the way I controlled my anxiety was through not eating. I just didn't want to eat. I also just, I felt sick to my stomach, which a lot of that medication can do that to you. But also that's really just how it manifested. So I was getting treated for an eating disorder too. Cause like nobody knew, you know, all you can see on the outside, on the physical side, you see like, oh, she looks kind of sickly. Like she's really skinny. So, you know, that was like to them the obvious thing.
But you were or weren't struggling with that?
I was struggling. The root of it was anxiety.
Okay.
But it manifested in disordered eating.
Okay.
So I was getting treated, you know, getting treated for disordered eating, that meant like going, like I got sent to a nutritionist, and it felt so elementary to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel like, this is not, I'm like, this isn't working because I know all this. Like, I don't need to be told, I don't need the food pyramid in front of me. And I don't need to be told, like, you know, what to eat, what not to eat, what maybe I should eat more. That's not, and then finally the right therapist said to me, oh no, your problem is anxiety. That's really what your problem is. And I like cried because I was like, thank you for like finally, like, I felt like more seen.
Yeah.
And I was so happy. And I, you know, it all clicked for me then. So that was really the beginning of like sort of like an awakening for me of like, you know, there's more, you know, go deeper, the transcendental meditation. That all happened at the same time. And sorry if I'm telling this all in like a jumbled way. Yeah, I'm like, this is really my stream of consciousness. But so then I, you know, then that was like, I guess, yeah, my sophomore year of college. Then I became an adult. And, you know, when you're an adult and you're living in New York, I moved right from college to New York to work in fashion. I was meditating still. So I was able to, you know, I already had that self-awareness and introspection and that going on. So I was able to really isolate my gut from everything else because I started to notice, I'm like, God, why do I have like chronic bloating? And why am I always fatigued? And why do I have brain fog? I can't retain any information. I can't, you know, I can't even like go through the day without feeling like absolutely lethargic. Wow. And I didn't know what was going on. And so you go to, you know, then I go to a Western doctor and I get told I have IBS. IBS is pretty much an umbrella term for, you know, there's something wrong with your gut because we did all these tests and nothing else is popping up. But IBS, something wrong with your gut. We don't really know what that means or we don't really know what that is, but it's in the gut. So you're like, okay, that doesn't leave you with anything. That doesn't leave you with a solution. That's just like, okay, that's the problem. Like, you know, thanks. Yeah. And I was telling your producer, like, I started to realize the more I was talking about what I was going through, which is years of trying to figure out again what that IBS even meant. Going to doctors, going to you know, trying different supplements, diets, all the things, trying so many different things. Wasting a lot of time and money, quite frankly. I realized that the more I was talking about that, and then eventually what I came to find, which I'll get into, that worked for me. I realized, I'm like, if you go into a room and like asked anybody who like raise your hand if you have IBS, 9 out of 10 people will raise their hand. And I'm like, okay, like that's, you know, that's a problem that people, you know, don't really know how to work with their body or what's going on with it. So I came to learn about food combining on social media. I literally, it was a last ditch effort. This is in 2018. I took it little by little because if you hear about it, it's like anything, you know, it's a big concept with principles. Mm-hmm. You're like, it's a little daunting. So, you know, I tried one of the principles, which is to eat, you know, fruit first in the morning before anything else. My big thing was having like a banana for dessert, like with like peanut butter and whatever. I was like, you know what, tonight, like I'm gonna not do that. And in the morning I felt like lighter. I was like, okay, there's something to this. Like something's working. So then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try, like, let me go read again the other principles. And I did, and it just started working. And I'm like, I felt all of a sudden all this energy. I didn't feel bloated. I felt like, because your digestive system, I started working with it.
Mm-hmm.
And your digestive system takes up so much energy from your body when it's in work, when it's working. And I realized, I'm like, okay, like I have so much energy freed up now that I can do more with it. And because of that, like keep in mind, like I'm working on production. Like I'm working in fashion at a job that keeps me for sometimes 12 to 14 hours because I'm on set. So like that's really what I was doing. So I'm like, okay, there's something to this. I need to talk about it more. But I had energy too. So I had the energy to, you know, I started an Instagram account, and it literally, again, I always loved cooking. I always loved cooking. I just did. I cooked with my mom growing up. And I started cooking differently because I'm like, okay, it got me also more creative. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that too, transcendental meditation does as well, is it gets you more creative.
Yeah.
That coupled with food combining was like a superpower. I was like, oh my God. Like, I really felt like I could do anything. And I'm like, okay, great. So I started an Instagram account that was just sharing the meals I was making. It was for friends. It wasn't mm-hmm. supposed to be anything. It was like in 2019. And I was also, at the time, the company I was working at was, I was working on the content team with photographers. So they were kind of, once I started to realize that this was, you know, I wanted to do a little bit more with this because people were DMing me and saying, you know, like, wait, I want this. And these are, by the way, keep in mind, these are people I didn't know. I started gaining an organic following of like people I literally didn't know at all. And they were just like, and it wasn't called Combined by Alana, my account either. They were just like, you know, oh my God, like, how did you make this? I'd love you to cook for me. I'd buy this, et cetera, all that stuff. And I was like, okay, there's something here. So again, back to working on the content team. I'm like, what should I do? And I literally was so lucky to be surrounded. I think you're always at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
So I was able to, you know, work with the photographers who told me, get a light box, put it in your tiny studio apartment. The meals you're making, take pictures in the light box. That light box was like my everything.
That's so great.
It got kind of gross. It got kind of dirty.
I'm sure.
It's food.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
But food is, in my opinion, the most like Instagrammable thing.
Yeah.
Not on purpose. I've just come to realize that, you know, that's,
yeah.
And I, you know, and I'm like, okay, also people are asking for this, for my food. So I started Combined by Alana as a prepared meal service in 2019. And I just guinea pigged. I mean, I think most entrepreneurs do.
Yeah.
You just do the thing. Mm-hmm. You just go do it. And, you know, some people don't have a plan, or some people do. I certainly didn't. I was just like, all right, like, I'm going to get a bunch of containers. I'm going to get, I'll just put up a menu. I don't know. I was winging it entirely. So I, you know, people were getting the food. I did a pop-up at Equinox. Then the pandemic happened, and it was a blessing for me because I went home to Michigan. Most people are like, oh, great. So people were ordering food from you. And I'm like, no, I didn't have a business plan. I was working at, I had a full-time job too.
Yeah.
And also
during the pandemic?
I still worked at my job, but it was remote. So I went home to Michigan for 5 months, and I was able to actually come back in August with a business plan and a subscription model and all, like, revamped my entire website and actually, you know, took it from a landing page to a Shopify that, like, actually, you know, worked.
Yeah.
And so that's really how it started, and it grew. And a lot of it honestly had to do with, like, I did a lot of influencer seeding. That's just what worked then. Yeah. I think about this a lot. I'm like, would it work now? Because the world is so different. It's shifted a lot in social media. I'm like, would that work? I don't know. But it did. It worked then.
Sending it to influencers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then just posting about
it.
Because, you know, it's like at first – my business at first was just a plant-based prepared meal service. It was vegan, even, not even plant-based. I think plant-based is different from vegan, in my view. But yeah, it was just a vegan prepared meal service. And it just grew. And it grew because of the seeding, honestly.
Yeah. So cool. I want to go back to when you first started TM meditation.
Yeah.
How soon did you start to feel changes after you started your meditation practice?
Immediately.
You did?
Immediately, yeah. I remember doing – because with TM, do you do TM?
No.
Or have you ever tried
it? I haven't.
Okay.
No.
It's like when you do – so in TM, you have to go to a TM center, mm-hmm. and you go to a certified TM teacher. And so you have a ceremony where they give you, like, a meaningless mantra and, like...
They're all meaningless?
Oh, really?
Mantras? No, I'm asking you.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's so the whole thing. No... Because if I said to myself, like, if I, like, you know, close my eyes and I was like, apple, 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 to me, I'm like, oh, apple, I need to make a smoothie and then I have to go to the grocery store and, like, all these... So it's meaningless.
Okay.
So it means absolutely nothing. And you're not allowed to... Because of that, you're also not allowed to say it out loud. Because then if I told you, then I think Erica, 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 you know, in my head. So it's really fascinating.
It is. It really is fascinating. It's like this secret mantra and you're not allowed to tell anybody it.
But I love that because it makes it sacred.
Sacred.
It does make it a spiritual practice. And I love that about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, like, I tried it and I felt this sense of calm. Like, oh my God, like euphoric calm. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Mm.
Like, I want to feel like this always. So I was excited to go back, and I haven't stopped since. And it's funny. I mean, you're technically supposed to do TM 20 minutes twice a day. Mm. I do it once a day.
It's in the morning?
In the morning, before I do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, you get your day started.
Yeah.
And you're just going. And it's, you know, it's hard to then go take the 20 minutes. I'll do it with, like, I literally will put on even, like, from the freezer, like a silk eye, like ice, like, what is it? Like a silk ice mask.
Mm-hmm.
Silk ice eye mask. I'm going to try saying that. So I put that on and I'll meditate and I wake up and I'm like, It's like everything. It's just
do you
like,
do it lying down or sitting up?
Sitting up.
Sitting up, yeah.
Yeah, sitting up because, and it's funny, you can feel yourself kind of like, you know, going, like nodding off, like in a good way, like I'm not falling asleep. Mm-hmm. But it's, they say that it's, I mean, that's what I learned. It's deeper than sleep.
The brain waves.
Yeah.
That it brings you to.
Yeah. I've even heard that even from like Jay Shetty and like, mm-hmm. you know, from his podcast and everything yeah. because he used to be a monk. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, he's talked about, I was like so fascinated by it too, like just how like the monks wouldn't sleep, they just meditated.
It's unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I thought that was so interesting.
I know. Yeah. Because it's so restorative when you can get yourself to that like deep brainwave state.
Yeah. It changes your entire brain chemistry. Yeah.
It does. Yeah. I'm wondering if you notice any changes with your gut and digestion through your start of meditation at all.
You know what it was? I was in college, so no, because I wasn't paying attention to mm-hmm. it. I didn't have the information. I was in a sorority. Yeah. I'm like going out every day uh-huh. and drinking like a mm-hmm. ton. And like I went to a Big Ten school. Like it's just like, you know.
Yeah.
So I wasn't even thinking about it. Maybe I was, or maybe I had something going on like in my gut. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I did, especially with drinking can do that. But like, no, I wasn't in tune with it, at least, I guess. Yeah.
I feel like we have such different stories. Like meditation guided you to your food changes, and my food changes guided me to meditation, which is so funny. And after I started meditating, like, going to the bathroom was always like a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. Like it was just always like topic of conversation, whether I couldn't go or I went, and it was like not a consistency I wanted. Like it was always a thing.
Yeah.
And once I started meditating and probably also just eating more in tuned because I was more in tune for meditating, everything became more efficient and regular.
That makes sense.
And it sounds so similar to your story with what you found through food too. Mm-hmm. And it's just so, it's so nice when we could find whatever outlet it is, whether it's the place that we're eating from or the place that we're meditating from, and we're actually able to see our physical body show us evidence and proof, like this is working for you. And everyone's different.
It's true.
And everyone's different in how they go about it, but it's so cool to see the evidence and to feel it.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to talk more about once you started food combining, you said you had so much more energy. You felt that like you weren't being slowed down by your digestive system. So you started by eliminating fruits at the end of the day, push them mm-hmm. up to the beginning of the day.
Yep.
And now tell us some more principles. I sure. like how you started really slowly and for yourself and yes. also for like opening us up to this conversation. Mm-hmm. Can you take us through those like slow layers you start to peel back on your own? So maybe we and the listeners can feel like it's more achievable, manageable if they're yeah. guided to try this out.
Totally. So just to start, I'll tell you food combining, what it is. The concept of food combining is just restructuring the order in which you take in your food groups and also combining them properly. So it's not – there's no rigidity towards food. I also – by the way, I love – I mean, again, I cook. I love food. I've always loved cooking. And I love – I know.
I'm getting hungry.
I'm like, I know I should
– like I can't even talk to you without getting hungry.
I love that. I love that association. That's amazing. No, I – it's but it's, you know, it's true. It's like I think it wouldn't be achievable, or I wouldn't personally, because I love food, have been able to achieve this lifestyle or live this way if there was rigidity around it, and there's yeah. not. So it's just simply like restructuring the foods you're already taking in, you're already going to the grocery store, and also, you know, just combining them properly. So yeah, I work one-on-one with clients, and my big thing is, like you just mentioned, like fruit first in the morning before anything else. Once you have something else, skip the fruit. Any other food group, skip it, because fruit takes 20 minutes to digest in the body. It is the purest, it's the best food you can put in your body. We as humans are biologically adapted to digest fruit. It's okay. The only food group that we were actually born to digest.
Wow.
So your body craves fruit. So yeah, fruit first in the morning before anything else. It's the best natural sugar. Your body, by the way, your brain needs glucose. And that's a question I get a lot is like, what about the glucose? They're like, it's
people
so sugary.
Are worried about the sugar in fruit.
I know. It's one of my favorite things to talk about because yeah. I'm like, No. Like it's fruit is the best thing you can put in your body. It's the right sugar. It's not the addictive sugar. It's not the cane sugars or the unrefined yes. sugars. It's or the refined sugar, sorry. It's real.
Yeah.
It's so good for you. Mm-hmm. So fruit before your coffee, I challenge anybody, before your coffee, have fruit. Juiced, blended or whole, have fruit.
Okay.
And please skip the protein powders if you can.
With the fruit mm-hmm. or just in general? Let's talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
Because I went through a period of time. Like when I'm trying to be really pure,
mm-hmm.
I'm not putting the protein powders in. And then I started to think about other powders too. Like there's this one brand. I won't mention it because like – it's just it's a health food brand, mm-hmm. but there's a label on it for lead, that there's traces of lead in it, and like, I don't know. I know that living in this world, I could really go off on this topic, and I never do. So I'm just gonna reel it in for a moment. There'll be a time and a place where I'm unhinged.
I want to be here for that.
But like in the world, we're so bombarded by so many toxins, and that's why it's important to have a healthy body so that we could rise above the exposure of what we do get. Yeah. But I also think it's important and it's part of our responsibility to like lessen those so that our body can function in the way that it does. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like I don't know if the benefits of this specific thing I'm talking about outweighs the possible lead exposure you're going to get. I don't know, but when I see that on there, I'm like, geez. And then it made me think about every other powdered thing in my pantry because I love like my mushroom coffees and all these that come in powder forms. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, if they're not created in the state of California, are they just not putting the lead warning on it? Because I know California has very strict rules mm-hmm. about like the transparency. So I have to look into that. I have to look into the laws. But tell us.
I'll tell you all the juicy things. So
the protein powder. So, and then we'll get back to food cup mining. Sorry.
No, totally. No.
Bird walk.
No. There's so much. But that's the important thing. There's so much out there, and that goes back to the overabundance of it all.
Yeah.
Is that we, you know, we'll get into that after. But basically the protein powder, just touching on that, it's man-made. Your body's not meant to digest anything that's man-made. It's just not. Your body doesn't know how to work with it.
What do you mean it's a man-made?
It's literally not coming from a whole food. Like,
so if it's pea protein.
Man-made. Synthetic. Why?
What do you mean? Like in a lab? Made in a lab?
Yeah. It's made
so
in a
lab. So it's not like ground
peas. It's not like ground peas. No, it's fully like a lot of it. So a lot of it, like the protein powders, just for using that as an example.
Yeah.
Protein and collagen powders we're not meant to digest. They're intestine binding.
Mm.
They bind to they're like egg white. They end up binding, it looks like an egg white to your intestines. And they're blocking and clogging. And those are clogging your intestines. And they're creating, you know, when we bind our intestines, you're not giving your body space for movement. And that's elimination.
Yeah.
That's going to the bathroom. That's just, you're literally blocking a process that your body, that is the most important function in your body, is elimination. Because cleansing is all about what goes out, now what comes in. You know, so that's what protein powder really does, an abundance of it. Also, and you know, we live in such a world of extremes, so like people are so you know, they're heavy on the protein powder or the you know, just a bunch of meat in general. I want to be clear, like food combining is inclusive of all food groups, so I don't think anyone needs to be vegan. I'm vegan, but like I don't think like anyone needs to be, I don't think everyone needs to be vegan mm-hmm. to do this. Because you literally don't have to be. It just works for me. And that's what I like. But, you know, people with all the meats and all the, unless you're like a bodybuilder, you're trying to like win some bodybuilding competition or whatever, it's not sustainable. Like, it's not sustainable for your overall health. Like, it's good in the short term, not the long term. The protein powders, I just, especially when with fruit, fruit is so alkaline. You're starting your body off at an alkaline state. So pure. And like, why compromise that mm-hmm. with something that you just simply don't need? So that's why I say, especially in the morning, like, do not, if you're doing a smoothie, don't put the protein powder in because you don't need it. You really don't. The collagen powder, you don't need. Your body produces collagen on its own. There's also collagen producing foods that you could try. I mean,
can you give
I
us examples?
Yeah, I mean, especially as women, like going for like strawberries, believe it, have that will create collagen. Fruit will create collagen as well. Melons, like these things that are so hydrating. Mm-hmm. Like we need to go for more hydration. We have to go for more hydrating foods than going for the powders because that's easy. That's a quick fix just to go for the powder or the supplement or whatever. I'm so all about whole foods first and trying food first as yeah. your first line of defense. I think I'm also about proactive healthcare. So like just being proactive about your health and as soon as you get clear on what foods work for you and, you know, that's kind of the messaging I want to send to anybody is just really that. Like more than, you know, food combining is amazing. It works for me. Some people, it depends on where you are in your health journey, are not there yet and they're not going to get there. And that's, you know, as long as the messaging they get from me is like use whole foods first as your first line of defense, mm-hmm. that's a win for me.
Yeah.
But the food combining principles. Mm-hmm. So that's the fruit. So fruit first and then eating raw leafy greens or, you know, just raw leafy greens, I'd say, because they're more hydrating. But I do tell people in the beginning or crudité before anything cooked because all raw
foods before you eat anything cooked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically raw – like having those raw leafy greens, they act as an alkaline reserve for the cooked food that's to follow. That's a lot of chemistry. I love chemistry and biology. So an alkaline reserve, just basically our bodies lean more acidic, or our stomachs, I should say. Uh-huh. Our stomachs are at about a 4.3 pH level. So, and that's because we need to digest food. It has to be more acidic. That's normal.
Yeah.
But to bring, you know, cooked foods are acidic by nature. So by having those raw leafy greens, you're going ahead of the pH, then you have the cooked food, and then you're bringing yourself back to homeostasis. And you're really just like, that's what like my gut health guru, Gil Jacobs, who's like, he's my mentor, my guru, my colon hydrotherapist. That's what he calls like kicking ass in terms of like your stomach mm-hmm. and really how where you're going to see results. That is such a game changer, especially when you're on vacation. Like, you know, because that's where, you know, you're not really following routine. If you can do that before yeah. you go to dinner or lunch or something, if you can just have raw greens, that's a game changer. That's huge. You're not going to have that vacation weight feeling, you know, you're the sluggish. Feeling of the heaviness. Yeah. yeah.
Okay. So what if someone wants to eat eggs after their fruit in the morning? Can you add leafy greens to that to promote the same chemical reaction?
I would say have raw greens. I mean, having a raw green juice uh-huh. will also do the same
thing. Do the
thing
job.
If you're having it first thing in the morning.
Okay.
If you're going to have, and this is where with food combining, it's also the order in which you take things in yeah. is something to keep in mind. So like if I had, you know, my juice, then my smoothie. I'm just going through like kind of my day a bit. And then I had all my fruit. I've been doing this for like five, almost 6 years. So like I'm deep in it.
So if you do a green juice, that has to be before you eat the fruit.
Technically, yes, because yes. it digests It actually, juice in general takes zero time to digest.
Okay.
Fruit takes 20 minutes.
Got it.
So we're working with digestion
Got
times.
It. Mm-hmm.
So having, yeah, having that juice takes no time.
Okay.
So it doesn't then make sense if, you know, later, like I was going to have my whatever dinner I'm having, my kelp noodles. If I had a raw juice before that, if I go to lunch, let's say I go to lunch and I have like a salad and like, because again, there's no rigidity. So yeah. Like I'll go to lunch and I'll have a salad. I generally, if I'm on my own, I keep it raw all day long. I like to do that. I just feel good. That's how I thrive.
Mm.
And the deeper you get into it, that's kind of what happens. Cause you feel good. So you want to keep feeling good, you know? So basically if I were to have like a salad with chickpeas or whatever on it, you know, I wouldn't then go back and have a raw green juice because
yeah.
I'm already having this – the juice won't – the nutrients that I want to absorb from the juice aren't going to be absorbed because they're being blocked by the salad. That's
yeah.
just sitting in the stomach getting digested. So that's also, again, yeah, the order in which you take in your food groups is also important.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the raw leafy green. So if you were to, so the egg thing,
where do eggs come in?
I know
I'm big on the eggs right now.
A lot of people ask me that because a lot of people are so big on breakfast.
Yeah,
because again, like energy, like we want mm-hmm. energy. So we wake up, we're tired. A lot of us are so tired, so we're like, we want breakfast. What do I have for breakfast? Because you know, food equals fuel. That's why I say fruit first. Cause I'm like, you won't believe the fuel you'll get from fruit and in fruit in abundance. Cause you can have as much yeah. as you want. And that's something that, a lot of people at first don't, you know, it's hard to wrap your head around, but once you start doing it and you feel it, you're like, oh my God, like I forgot to have coffee. And that's happened a lot with a lot of people I've worked with. They really do.
So cool.
Yeah. It's really fun to watch the shift.
Yeah.
So fruit. Then the raw leafy greens, the eggs, have the eggs, do all your fruit.
Some greens and then your
some
eggs.
Some greens and then have your eggs. To anyone starting out, as you get deeper into it, like you'll start to notice how much less you need.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that, again, not from a place of rigidity or restriction. You just realize that you don't need as much as you think you need. And those things that you were so dependent on for energy, you're getting from a different source. And breakfast, or especially, is like a lot of people see breakfast, you know, as they have their ritual. When you talk to people, it's so interesting. You hear like, well, when I have my eggs or my avocado on toast, it's such a my. You hear that a bunch. And I think it's fascinating because I'm like, you know, you get into your routine and that's hard to change. But if you want to, if you have the will and the way, I'm saying fruit, try it. I challenge anybody to just try it. And the eggs, you might stop thinking about your eggs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The conundrum I'm thinking over in my mind is mm-hmm. how I am encouraged by many philosophies or teachers or acupuncturists to eat warm food
mm-hmm.
and nothing raw. Like I had an acupuncturist mm-hmm. look at me in my eyes and she's like, I could tell by your eyes you're too cold inside your body, you're damp, and you cannot eat anything raw.
Yeah.
And that to me, like this is where, and I want the listeners to be so empowered too, because it's like you really need to listen to all the information from all the professionals yeah. and everyone you're guided to. And then I think there's these moments of like, wait, but what brings me joy and what feels good for me in my body yeah. today? What do I feel like I need today? Because if I was to never eat raw food again, like I'm always open. Like I'm listening to you and I'm like, you know what? I could see myself in the summer following this flow yeah. and feeling great. And then, you know, in the winter when I'm colder, maybe I need a little bit of the warmer foods. But then there's one day where I'm like, I need a juice this morning. I don't want oatmeal. I don't want the eggs. I don't want – and it's like so intuitive when we could really listen to our body. Like I just think I will take something from someone and be like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it 100%. And then I always leave that wiggle room of like, make sure you check in with yourself and see.
Yes.
Because, like, I love salad. I love raw fruit. I love smoothies. Like, this weekend or last week, I was like, I need this smoothie. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm being a fucking rebel. Like, I'm drinking a smoothie. And meanwhile, yeah, people are looking at me like, oh, you yogi, like, you're drinking your healthy, clean smoothie. I'm like, no, I'm not supposed to drink the cold smoothie, but I'm doing it because I love it. And it brings me joy and true, I feel good. So it's just like, just like you said, with all the information, just taking it in and then, like, taking the things slowly of what works for you, oh, leaving, yeah, what doesn't. I know that coconut is something that could go with anything, right? That's, yes, something that could be easily, it's combined with everything. But, like, what about avocado toast with eggs on it? Is that not combined?
So that's, like, the third principle. And, yeah, I'm really excited about what you just said about, like, just following everyone else and your intuition, because I totally want to talk about that because I think it's important. Yeah. And to know that, again, not from a place of rigidity, and that it is about self-awareness and introspection and doing the work and all that stuff. But, yeah, avocado toast with eggs. So, like, the third principle of food combining, there's four. So we've touched on two. The third is isolating animal proteins from starches, mm-hmm, because they just digest differently in the body.
Okay.
Like, animal proteins completely just digest, like, in a totally different tract than starches. So it's like a traffic jam in the body when you combine them. So they're meant to be isolated. But that's when creativity comes in, because, like, you know, that's when, if you want to have, like, turkey bolognese, use palmini noodles,
yeah,
or, you know, zucchini noodles, or, you know, have it on its own, or pair it with neutral vegetables, which is, like, broccoli, broccoli, cauliflower, asparagus, green beans, you know, things that aren't starchy. And then starches, pair them with neutral vegetables also. Starches also include starchy vegetables. So that's like potatoes, yeah, yams, sweet potatoes, squash. Oddly enough, the only squash that's actually a neutral vegetable is spaghetti squash.
Okay.
But you learn these things as you kind of keep, mm-hmm, going deeper into it. But just starting with the basics, and I actually have, like, even a food combining chart that I send to people just to get them started, to be like, you know, pick, choose here and here. Like, it's almost like choose your own adventure, uh-huh, in food combining.
Cool.
And I'll share that with you so you can send it out.
That'd be so nice. Maybe we, yeah, could link it to the show notes if possible.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just about, like, really getting it. It is about getting creative in the kitchen. But again, that's why I initially even began Combined by Alana as a prepared meal service, because I wanted people to first, like, you know, get them in with the food. My thought was like, okay, get them in with food. Good, mm-hmm, good looking, yummy, delicious food that's grounding. And then when they learn, like, wait, I'm like, I just had this meal and it's like my plant Thai, which is just like pad Thai, but I call it plant Thai because it's vegan. And I thought it was a very cute name.
So cute.
But thanks. But I was like, you know what, like, get them in with that. And then I have people messaging me all the time, you know, when doing my prepared meals, who are like, I don't feel the weight of this at all.
Yeah.
Because it's properly food combined, because I didn't put it with, you know, chicken or something. It's a totally vegan, super veggie filled, super nutrient dense, high quality ingredient meal. And that's what really got people kind of on the hook. Mm-hmm. Which is, that's all I want anyways, really. I hope that people can just learn from me, you know, at least take something from me. I don't want to push my lifestyle on anybody, but I think that it's important to do high quality whole foods first. So that's, you know, again, getting people on the hook, yeah, in that way. Then the fourth principle is eating lightest to heaviest, which is probably to a lot of people the most, like, controversial.
It is. So, mm-hmm, you're saying dinner would be the heaviest?
Yes.
That's kind of how I eat.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't wake up so hungry. I think I've, like, always intuitively kind of intermittent fast. Just, like, yeah. Vinny opens his eyes. He's like, I want pancakes. Like, and I'm like, yeah, dude, like, I need 3 hours at least. Literally. Like, I need time. And I hear so much about this. I just recently saw someone post that, like, breakfast is like a king, lunch is like a prince and dinner is like a pauper or something like that. There's, yeah. I don't know if I botched that, but okay. People, yes, definitely controversy. So tell us your opinion on that.
So it's funny, like, yeah, it goes back to what I said before about just like, it goes back to, you know, the breakfast of it all and like breakfast being the fuel and the thing that gives us energy and all that stuff. But again, like when we're talking digestion times, having, we want to work with that. This is about working with your body. So having, you know, basically take the pyramid, put it upside down. And like, you know, that will go, basically you're encouraging elimination and you know, freeing up your digestive system if you're having those lighter foods first. So having your fruit, having raw, keeping it mostly raw during the day as much as you can. And that just means, you know, if I were to tell anybody, which I do, like any of my clients I work with one-on-one, like I will tell them the fruit and then have until noon or, you know, whatever, just because sometimes people need to work with within sort of a time period. And then I always get the text, the wait, I just had fruit, it's 1 o'clock, is that okay? And then I'm like, did you have anything before that? No. Okay, then fine. That's, you know, then yes, that's totally fine. I'm just giving you guidelines to follow.
Yeah.
Basically. But there's no hard lines. With timing, at least. But yeah, I say that and then keeping it raw. So raw foods digest like within an hour or two, like literally takes pretty much no time. Your cooked food will take even longer. Raw foods will take even like, they can, it depends on how raw you're going. They could take less than an hour to digest. Like when I have like my raw leafy green salad before my cooked dinner, I'll eat it, like, if I wanted to, I could have it 20 – I could have the hot raw – or, sorry, hot cooked dinner 20 seconds later because I'm having just raw leafy greens that just go through the system.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's about the way – it's about the order you take them in.
Yeah.
So, like, if I were to stack the – you know, the if I were to have the cooked food and then do the raw, then the raw food sits on top of the cooked food and it putrefies in the body. And it just creates gas, bloating, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, it won't get digested and you won't retain the nutrients that you're getting. You won't absorb the nutrients. It doesn't, your body won't know what to do with it. And it ultimately gets stored as fat.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's just being mindful of like the order you take them in and, you know, how you pair your protein or starch. And that's really food combining. And it's so much easier in practice. It's, you know, saying this, it's a lot of like information. Mm-hmm. Taking it little by little is so literally, I would say anybody, if you want to start out doing food combining, if you want to start out, do the fruit, like I mentioned a million times, do the fruit in the morning alone before anything else. Don't put anything else with it. Fruit alone. There's no... That's it.
Yeah.
And then try a raw leafy green salad for lunch. And then if you want, if you're still hungry, like, which most people at that point still are, you're just starting.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm thinking I'm hungry.
Oh, totally.
I eat a lot.
Totally. No, me too. No,
but I'm like, I'm hungry. What's next?
I do too. No, I do too, but yeah. I do so much fruit.
Yeah.
But to anyone starting out, it's like, you know, that's so radical.
Right.
But to me, it's not. But I'm also part of a very niche, like, natural living sort of community here. So it's like, you know, it can be radical to some people. I also get colonics all the time, which is also another radical practice that a lot of people are like, oh, my gosh, what? Like, I couldn't do that. But again, yeah, the deeper you get into cleansing, it's kind of a requirement. It's something you need. Your body needs a release. But that's another topic. But anyone starting out, just like, yeah, raw leafy greens, like, do that and then have like a blended vegetable soup, or you can have your avocado on toast, you know, do that, but have the raw grains first, and that will aid. It actually cuts the digestive time of the cooked food that's to follow in half also. So you're really aiding that system and you're really aiding the elimination process. And that's all we want to. We need to release toxins, food debris, just waste and dead matter from our bodies, because it's literally weighing us down. The way you treat your gut microbiome, literally your gut microbiome talks to your brain. It tells your brain what it needs. It it is every, it basically will tell your brain what you're craving.
Yeah.
So if you're coming from a place that's unhealthy, and when I say unhealthy, I'm generally talking about just having a bunch of processed stuff, you know, you're going to feel fine because you're like, that's what I'm used to. My body's used to, I'm used to being in this body. When you start cleansing and you start feeling, you know, the shift, it feels uncomfortable at first because detoxing is uncomfortable. You're changing yourself on a cellular level. You're totally restructuring your cells. And that's what we, you know, we've talked about this. Like, that's what happens also when you meditate. Uncomfortable thoughts probably come up because you're sitting in silence. And you have to kind of work through them. The same thing happens with, you know, your gut and your body. The detoxing process is, it's hard, but it's so, the shift is so radical. And a lot of people, you know, basically it can manifest itself in like, sometimes you get a fever because you're literally like getting rid of all this stuff.
Yeah.
You can get, you know, some skin irritation. You can get some, you know, you feel like a bloat, and that can happen. That's a normal bloat when you are starting to live this life and starting to, you know, get into the cleansing life, as Gail Jacobs, my mentor, calls it. It's called the cleansing life. As you get deeper into it, the shift is so crazy, but then people kind of backtrack, and that's the worst thing you can do. He calls it curing the cure. So it's like, you know, then you're trying to, you're like, oh no, I need to go back. Like, this isn't working for me. I need to go back. That's the worst thing you can do because your cells are rebuilding. You can't stop that process of having your cells rebuild into really healthy, powerful ones.
I'm giggling because I remember the first entire month I went vegan, I couldn't move. And Vinny was like, some diet you're on. And I'm like, it's not a diet. I'm changing my lifestyle. He's like, you can't do anything.
Totally.
I was like, wiped the F out. And at the time, like, I was teaching and tutoring. I was like working a lot too. But like the contrast was real. And it was a month long for me. It was wild.
And you probably were coming from a pretty healthy place.
Yeah, I thought I was healthy. Yeah.
Oh, that's most people, same thing. Most people, they're, you know, most people at least that find me or my content or my, you know, just anything are coming from that place that are like, they want to do the right things. They are doing the right things, quote unquote. You know, that's, I mean, because I was like, that's exactly what I was doing. Yeah. I was eating the salad from Sweetgreen and like, but I was adding like, you know, cooked rice and like, I mean, I wasn't vegan when I started food combining. I had chicken or I actually really liked fish. But I had like fish and I had like a poke bowl. I remember I was like, it was one of my favorite things, like to do like a poke bowl with like brown rice and Brussels sprouts. And I was like, oh, this is so healthy. This is great. But like, I actually felt so bloated. And I remember that. And I remember feeling that way. And I'm like, oh, now I know why. Like,
interesting.
You know, and so changing that, and instead of doing cauliflower rice, which is, we're so lucky to live in a world where we, again, like, we have all this stuff and we, you know, we are, you know, Whole Foods sells like pre-raised cauliflower, or Trader Joe's sells pre-raised cauliflower, whatever, whatever your grocery store does, a lot of these places do. Getting creative in the kitchen, going back to that, and really just, if you follow any of these principles, really, you're already doing a number on your digestive system in a good way. So you're going to have that energy freed up. You're going to be down to like get creative in the kitchen and excited to nourish yourself and like excited to do, because you're already putting in the work. So you're like, okay, I'm going to go even deeper. And that happens so much.
Yeah.
And it's awesome to see the shift. Like, I really noticed that I personally, like, I like starches more than protein. I was vegetarian when I was 15. And then I stopped because, again, went to Florence, ate prosciutto. I was like, whatever, I'm just going to do it. Who cares? And then I wasn't vegan until like a few years ago when I was like, you know what, like, this is what works for me. I'd rather have pasta. And that, I have so much energy and I eat a ton, by the way. Like, I eat a lot of food. I eat more than my boyfriend.
We're talking about that.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
I do. Like, I, he's like, you're like, he's like, you're like an animal, like at dinner. But it's true. But I'm, you know what? It's not coming from a place of starvation.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, I feel totally satisfied. I'm just like, I want more, so I'm gonna have more. And that's because I have that healthier I have that healthier mindset, and I know that my lifestyle can aid that healthy mindset too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, I'm so in this space right now of like taking in information, listening to all these different principles and really like taking what works and leaving the rest. And there's so much here that like I know that I want to and can implement. And then there's things that like I'm not ready to let go of that feel good for me right now. So I'll keep them. But it's just so fun to learn, explore, and hear from different people's experience and your experience and hear what has worked for you. Because I think that can help a lot of people who are possibly in a state of like, well, what's going on in my body? And just be able to trial and see what really works.
Yeah.
So give us a little bit of what you're currently doing now, what you're transitioning into, if there's anything that you can share about just what you're offering and what might come in the future.
Totally. So I basically like I am a gut health educator. That's before I was a chef. Now I'm honestly number one. I'm a gut health educator and I just want to teach. I want to teach everyone what's really happening in your body. I think it's important. I think it's as important as like, you know, people say, you know, in school, like they should really teach financial literacy. I also think they should teach what's going on in your body.
Yeah.
I think that's an important tool.
Yes. Especially as women.
Especially especially as women. And that's a whole other thing. Oh, but
that is a whole other thing. It is.
But like, you know, but it's so like, I want people to know it's coming from a very healthy place and that I've been through it. And that, like, I've been on the other side of it in a bunch of different ways, mentally, physically, emotionally, all the things. And, like, I've never been clearer. So basically being a gut health educator is the most important thing to me. So that's number one. And so I have my YouTube channel that you're on.
Yeah.
And that's a really fun episode. And basically just teaching people about what's going on in their body and also talking to people because it's not you know, it's not just about changing your diet. It's also about changing your brain chemistry. And that's why I wanted you on as well, besides that we can talk about everything all like for hours. But like because you understand that you need the shift in the mind and the will to go deeper. You need that because otherwise like this is – it's hard work, but it's so worth it. And you know, it's something that everyone should be taught at least the basics of like that it's all about mind body and those are very interconnected. There's a reason there's a mind body app, you know. So basically the YouTube channel just teaching you what's going on in your body, having people like you on who can also speak to that as well. I'm having friends, experts, doctors come on, people who really understand food as medicine, because that's what I'm all about. And then I'm also basically the prepared meals are no more, but I'm shifting that into something else that I'll announce soon. I'm trying to get clearer on it in full transparency. Yeah. And I'm working on that. So I'm really excited for that all to pan out and to be able to share that because I love cooking for people. It's like I love nourishing people, teaching, and really just nurturing. And that's like via food, like what there's nothing better.
Nothing better. Mm-hmm. It's so special. And I'm so grateful for it. And I'm so excited for you because transitional times are – there's so much momentum. There's so much energy. Yeah. And I'm really excited to see what this next chapter brings for you.
Yeah, I'm excited too. No, it's really – there's a lot. I have some partnerships coming up. I have some things, but they're all – I'll announce them. And then we're going to do something.
So exciting. Yes, definitely. I know we want to do something together. So we'll plan it.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here and sharing from your experience just how this has helped you and how it could possibly help someone else.
Yeah.
If they're guided to it. And in the show notes, I would love to share the chart for everyone so they can see it and just see if there's aspects of it that they're wanting to try. Mm-hmm. But I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much for being here. Everything you've shared with me And I'm excited too. With all this new knowledge and wisdom.
I'm excited for you to try it too. Of course. No, I can't wait. No, if anyone wants any more information, I'm on Instagram, Combined by Alana. That's never changing, just the meals. But Combined by Alana, and that's also the name of my YouTube channel.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you. Anywhere else? YouTube, Instagram.
I tried TikTok, I'll be totally honest, and I'm just not good at creating TikToks.
I get it. It's understand. We can get there if we want to. When we just like leave it open.
We could try. We could try. I like watching you TikToks.
Yeah.
Like funny ones.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's great. I just like try like there's too it's too much for me.
I understand. I completely understand.
I'm like, silence the noise.
I understand.
You know, but
so for now, Instagram, YouTube. Instagram. You're doing such an amazing job there.
Thank you. And I also have my Patreon.
Oh, okay.
If anyone wants, which is just another component. I send you weekly meal sort of plan to follow. With recipes and a grocery list. And then we have virtual meetups, Q&As, all this stuff. So if you want to join the combined community, you can also find me on Patreon. So,
amazing. So can you send us all those links so they could be all in the show notes?
Yeah.
Perfect.
For sure.
Yay. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed Alana's sunshine, beautiful energy. She's such a sweet soul. She is so passionate about what she does, what she shares, and the food that she cooks. I've been so lucky to try some of her meals and enjoy them. I think coming from an Italian family, it's like a love language to be able to eat someone's meal who just loves to cook. And that energy and frequency absolutely transfers into the food. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. We have resources attached that where you could find Alana if you're inspired by her and if you want to check out the food combining chart that she offers. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful for you being here, and I will see you next time. May the longtime sun shine upon you. Sat Nam.